Acclaimed songstress Roberta Flack is heading into her fourth decade of music making. With classics like Feel Like Making Love, The Closer I Get to You, and Killing Me Softly with His Song, she's one of the great music makers of our time. Her latest release, The Best of Roberta Flack, is a collection of those great hits. The Grammy-winning North Carolina native told me the first time she remembers achieving success was not in the recording studio, but inside the classroom.
What I did, my first teaching job, Ed, was in Farmville, North Carolina. I was 19, almost 20 when I got that job. I was hired as an English teacher, 12th grade English literature. But every 2.5, almost 3 weeks, I would see at least every child in that school. And this was what they call a coordinated school, which meant for that area, it was the only black school available. And so I had kids from preschool all the way through 12th grade. And I taught every one of them something musical.
Most artists who sustain a long career have what most critics will talk about as their peak period artistically. If someone has a signature song or two, I'm sure they sit back and salute that. But the fact, Roberta, that you have been so identified with so many songs. I mean, we could run a list of literally probably 10 songs that not only are identified with you, but have stood the test of time. Don't sound old. Don't sound dated. How amazing is that?
It's amazing. See, I had the opportunity to study with people. I worked in Todd Duncan's studio for a minute as a piano accompanist. And I worked longest in a studio that was run by a man named Frederick Wilkerson, who introduced me to Maya Angelou. When I was like 20 years old, I met Maya. Wow. I had all this exposure. He introduced me to James Baldwin. James Baldwin would say, come here, sister. This was not part of my upbringing. You know what I'm saying? I had so many contacts with so many people who made me know that the path that had been given to me and that I had chosen to follow was worthy. And it just, I mean, that's how I met Donnie. When I met Donnie, I mean, please, I thought I had heard some talented kids at Howard University when I walked in, and there were talented kids there. But Donnie Hathaway just surpassed and just climbed over all of us in terms of his ability. He was just so, I mean, we did our first album in 3 days, and that's the one that has You've Got a Friend, Where is the Love? You know, it's not like it was just, okay, let's go in and do it.
You that know? And some filler.
Yeah, some filler. Yeah. No, it was good.
Let me ask you about the new project, The Very Best of Roberta Flack.
Yeah.
When you have all of those songs back to back, the one thing that you hear, Roberta, and I know you've heard this really since the beginning, it really came out from critics from the day we heard it, is how clear your voice is. People liken it to a bell. You've heard all of the praise. I don't have to list it, but you must understand how uniquely clear that voice is.
It is. In addition to working in studios where black vocal instructors were teaching young black students who were interested in being opera singers the art of singing, you put me in a room with Leontine Price, which I had the opportunity to do, to play for her, an aria from Puccini's opera, La Bohème. When you're exposed to Leontine Price's voice, and you can sponge that up, you can register that. Her pitch is immaculate. That made a very profound impression. And then I had a dean at the School of Music at Howard University who would say to me, Roberta, go sit in there with the tenors. Sing with the second sopranos, because I had perfect pitch. Somebody would say da, and I would say no da. I could get it up, you know, just by picturing it, you know. So that's part of the clarity of my voice.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style, and so I came to see.
Let me ask you finally, Roberta, and I don't want to play psychiatrist or psychologist here, but it seems to me that you are very happy right now in your life and where you are. You know,
except I'm looking for a man. And I'm saying it publicly.
Many people have read many people have read that you went on a weight reduction program.
I did.
And talk to me. You seem to be in a very happy place.
I am. I didn't grow up with a very broad perspective of what my life could be. And so I was very shy and therefore a person who found my comfort and pleasure in eating, like some other people that we know who are very famous. It's very hard to move mm-hmm. away from that. I don't care how successful you are in some other areas. It's hard to move away from a biscuit with gravy. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine a biscuit with gravy? What could be more unhealthy? You know what I'm saying? But delicious. Okay. What could taste better than some greasy French fries? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Really greasy. Not just, you know, nicely sliced potatoes and, you know, lightly sauteed in olive oil. No. We want them dipped in some, you know, and just you could hear them cracking and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's how I grew up, you know. I can remember getting up when I first moved to New York, getting up, going to look for some place to get some food. I could only find delicatessens. It was cheese and tomatoes. I want some fried chicken. You know, it could be 2 o'clock in the morning. And so we changed our life, and we're happy because we're healthy. And I'm trying to go to South Africa to get some children. I'm thinking about going to Liberia. I'm thinking about trying to see what I can do. I'm building a school in Harlem, as you probably know. Mm-hmm. It may wind up not being in Harlem, might wind up being in the Bronx, but it's going to be a school just to give these young people who may think that they don't have many options a chance to see that they do. So I'm really, really happy, and I thank all of my fans and people who love me. And
the music continues to make us happy, whether it's the great solo things or the wonderful duets you've done, not only with Donny Hathaway, but our friend Peebo Bryson.
Love Peebo Bryson. That's a singing child.
That is a singing man right there.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I was thinking the other night, I was walking through my house singing, I want to feel the fire. You know, I mean, oh.
And certainly we're looking forward to the things to come. Roberta Flack, so, so good to see you.
Thank you, Ed. Likewise.
As always.
The CD The Best of Roberta Flack is in stores now. Singing my life with his words. News and Notes is produced by Nicole Childers and Devin Robbins and edited by Philip Martin and Lanice Collins. Taylor Brittany Ford is our director. The production staff includes Therese Gray, Corey Turner, Roy Hurst, Carol Johnson Green, Toya Baker, Corey Moore, and Christopher Johnson. To listen to the program, visit NPR.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Ed Gordon. This is News and Notes.